This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz talking yesterday about coping with anxiety. And there are big issues that we worry about, death or relationships or money and things like that. But I said yesterday, remember that God says, I know who you are. Or it says in Psalm 103:14, He knows our frame and He remembers that we are dust. In other words, He knows our concerns. We can trust God in those moments of anxiety. I also like what Chuck Swindoll has said about this. He said, stop reading the grim sections of the newspaper. Watch less TV. Start reading more books that bring you a smile instead of a frown. Locate a few people who will help you laugh more at life. He said, then find some Christian friends who will see life through the eyes of Christ, which is in itself more encouraging. Have fun together, Chuck Swindoll says, and affirm one another. And I think that's pretty good advice. An average person's anxiety. What are the things that we get anxious about? Well, the statistics tell us 40% of things that will never happen. About 30% of things about the past that can't be changed. There's 12% of our anxious moments. That's criticism by others that are mostly untrue, by the way. And 10% is about health. And then there's 8%. 8% out of 100, there are real problems that will be faced. So it's not a very high figure, is it? So are you an anxious person? Well, I think what we can do is remember that prayer and right thinking can actually overcome a lot of anxiety. Because in Philippians 4:6-7, it says this, don't worry about anything, but pray about everything. With thankful hearts, offer up your prayers and requests to God. And then because you belong to Christ Jesus, God will bless you with peace that no one can completely understand, and this peace will control the way that you think and feel. So if you want peace in your life, what that Bible verse is saying is hand over the worries and anxiety to God in prayer. We're told in one of the older versions that the peace of God will guard your heart. That's a good strong word, a guard actually. Back in when it was written, back those in those years, it was a military term that actually described a Roman soldier holding his weapon, and he walked back and forth in front of an open gate, protecting people so that no one could go in. So Paul is saying that this is how God is. God is like that Roman soldier who will guard you. He'll guard your hearts, and he'll give you his peace. And it also says to think about things that are true and good and are excellent. Well, the trouble with anxiety, of course, is that it's irrational often, and we think of those negative thoughts and convince ourselves, well, look, only the worst is going to happen to me. I know it's hard to let your mind dwell on anything else but anxious moments, but God says, why don't you focus on the things that are positive, not on the negative? We're talking about self-discipline here, isn't it? So I think ask Christ Jesus to fill your mind with good thoughts. So really, we need to be careful where we park our mind. Deal with each day's problems when they occur. Don't become obsessed with the future. Jesus actually knew about anxiety. We read in Isaiah that he suffered and endured great pain for us. But we thought his suffering was punishment from God, but he was wounded. Jesus was crushed because of our sins. He took our punishment and he made us completely well. And that's referring to the death of Jesus on the cross. So how incredible is that, that Jesus has carried our anxieties for us? Voluntarily, he took the weights that weigh us down and took them on the cross. So why is it that we still become anxious? So what I'm saying today, give your anxieties to God. Stop trying to fix them yourself, because you won't. The psalmist in Psalm 94, verse 19, he admitted, when I was burdened with worries, you comforted me and made me feel secure. Well, that can be you. You can feel a sense of security, and you can cast all your cares. Talk to other people. Talk to your family. Tell them how you feel. Share how you feel. Well, Heavenly Father, we know these things are true. Lord, help us to put it into practice, to stop worrying, stop being anxious, and to allow you, Lord, to guide and to guard our hearts. I pray for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.